This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a little bit of breaking news here. Apparently, if you have a Galaxy Note 7 smartphone, Samsung Electronics Company and the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission has asked that you turn off the phone and stop using it immediately. We were just talking about all these food recalls, and I have never seen this before, where you are being told, I know my husband has a Samsung. I don't know what level smartphone he has. I don't know if it's a Note 7 or if it's a BlackBerry. I don't know what the heck he has. Yeah, I have an iPhone. So I'm fine with that. I don't even know what my kids have. They have our hand-me-downs. So there's a chance they could have one of my husband's hand-me-down flip phones. Don't ask why my kids have a phone. It's because when they go to their friends, you know, and then they want to be picked up, we just need to know that they have their phones and, you know, yeah. We just like to track them. You know, we have spyware all over them. But anyway, so you guys are supposed to, as of now, turn off your Samsung Galaxy Note 7 smartphone and stop using it immediately. So, they discontinued the Galaxy Note 7. They've asked sailor carriers worldwide to halt sales. They said it would no longer replace any recalled models with identical new ones. Many carriers had ceased carrying the phone anyway on their own, offering multiple replacements. So they say if you own a Galaxy Note 7, whether it is recalled or a replacement device, they say you have to take it back and get something else. This is being reported by WRSJ.com. They say many phones were labeled safe because they weren't part of the initial batch of known duds. But since many replacements were reported overheating, smoking, and catching fire, all Note 7 are now considered potential hazards. Yeah, because that was my problem. You know, because I was like, you know, wait a second, I'm on a plane, you know, because I did a lot of flying over the last couple weeks. And I'm like, if somebody has this Galaxy 7 and nobody shuts off their phones, you know, the flight attendant's like, okay, can you please put away all your portable devices? Like, portable devices. Okay, I'm going to pretend that I did not know what a portable device was, and I'm going to just check my phone or play my Candy Crush. So we've all done it. But I have an iPhone. But if you have a Samsung 7, that thing could catch on fire while we're midair. So they say, why was the Note 7 recalled in the first place? They said there were dozens of reports of issues, and Samsung initially on September 1 stopped selling it and recalled all the 2.5 million phones that had been sold to that point. At the time, the company pledged to replace the recalled phones with new Galaxy Note 7s if owners held out for them. Shortly thereafter, the CPSC got involved and formally recalled 1 million of these. Then there was a shortage of replacement devices. Sales resumed, but the continued incidents meant not only renewed halt in sales, but then Samsung had to ultimately say, okay, you know what, we're done. So, is it safe to use your Note 7? And they say no. Right now, they think it's going to overheat or catch fire. Okay, so if it's in your pocket, you know, and you are, you know, thinking about, you know, getting your wife pregnant, and it's down there in your front pocket, I would say no, okay, because the last thing you want to do is we're going to a burn care unit, all right? So I would say no. I don't trust these things. They say, but this warning is something to take seriously. Using the phone could put you and those around you at risk, yeah, especially if you're on a plane. I don't understand why they're not frisking people before they go on a plane for these Samsung phones. They say all the recalls and consumer warnings concern only the Note 7. If you have the Galaxy S7 Edge, oh, that's what I think my husband has. I think he's got the Edge.
I'm on the edge of glory. Okay. Or the standard Galaxy S7. I mean, look, this is ridiculous. I mean, how many phones are there? It's a smartphone. There's all these different products. There's all these different, man. I gotta tell you, when I was growing up in the 80s and I wanted a Walkman, that's all. It was a Walkman. That was it. Yeah, I mean, maybe I could get, you know, hot pink, you know, those ear foam pads on my Walkman. But for the most part, a Walkman was a Walkman. I mean, you know, you just bought one of those. Yeah, there were some cheaper versions, but, man, now you have Galaxy 7 and 6 and Edge and this and that and iPhone 7, 6, 5. It's ridiculous. No wonder our kids are so confused. You know, there's all these choices. By the way, if I get to take a step back here, that's the problem I'm having with my kids right now. You know, they think they have all these choices. And so they'll say, no, I don't want to do this, I want to do this. And I was like, when I grew up, you didn't have a choice. Like in my house, okay, you didn't eat if you didn't do chores. Yeah, we got an allowance, you know, on the good years, but for the most part, no. You know, you're not doing chores to get money. You're doing chores because you're living in that house. If you want to live, you want to eat, you want to get fed that night, you do chores. You're going to school. Okay, there's just no, you know, beating around that. You go to school. If you don't go to school, you get a beating. I mean, that's just the way it was. You just did things because you got to sit down. Well, I don't want to sit down because I want to exercise my right to be independent. Sit down! You know, I mean, there was just no choices. All of a sudden now there's all these choices. Well, you know, actually, I could do this, and I could actually do my work this way, and I could actually take this, and I could do that. And so my kids, they, you know, I hear my husband telling them, look, you know, when I grew up, we didn't have a choice. You know, you just went to this school, this is what you did, this is what you did. No, kids are spoiled these days. This is why. All right, so they say the other phones are fine. They say, what if I bought my Note 7 from a carrier? They say every carrier, AT&T, Sprint, Mobile, Verizon, will set up with any of their customers who bought a Galaxy Note 7, and either you're going to get a refund or an exchange, but there are no restocking fees. So you guys are going to get screwed somehow. If your new phone costs less than the Note 7, you will get a refund for the difference. But if you choose a more expensive phone, yes, you're going to have to pay to cover the balance. Even if you purchase your phone from a carrier's website, you can get your refund if you go in store. Some carriers are issuing $25 credits for people who stick with Samsung phones in the exchange. Yeah, because they're probably having people go, to heck with this, I'm just going to get an iPhone. So if you stick with Samsung, you may get an extra $25 off the price. T-Mobile says it will give a $25 credit for people who exchange a Galaxy Note 7 for any phone. Oh, Samsung, I wonder what their stocks are doing. All right, so there's more information for those of you guys that have that, so just kind of look it up from the Wall Street Journal. But, yeah, good luck with that. But, yeah, don't be riding planes. Those things have to go in the garbage, just like the water when you go through security. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. picking One World Way Shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. There's been a lot of calls on the phone lines. Apparently, when I was out of town, the political discussions did not go away, obviously, before the second debate and all the lead-up that happened before Monday. And I got emails, I'm just reading through them, and I haven't gotten to them all. One is, what was wrong with Donald Trump's nose? In the debate, he kept breathing heavy through his nose. And that was somebody asking about the first debate, not even the second. Somebody asked me again about his nose and his breathing, the second debate. Another one said, why won't you admit Hillary Clinton has Parkinson's? It's obvious. And I guess I really haven't even brought up the subject of Parkinson's. I guess we could talk about that, but another one, did they ever find out why she fainted at the 9/11 memorial? So I guess, you know, I personally thought at the second debate Hillary looked good. I thought she seemed very confident and she looked healthy. But let's go to some of your phone calls. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Karen, I'm calling from the San Diego area discussing Hillary's fainting on 9/11. And she was taken immediately to a medical facility. It was noted that it was her daughter's apartment. If you want to zoom up on the front of that building as someone is leaving that building, walking very briskly and very happily, it is a medical facility. It's very documented. I don't have the computer in front of me, so I can't give you the website, but it's all over the news. Just Google it. The apartment building where she was supposedly leaving. Mm-hmm. The woman leaving that apartment very briskly, wearing Hillary's clothing, trying to appear to be Hillary, is a body double. The woman is a few inches shorter than Hillary. She is about 30 pounds lighter than Hillary and about 10 pounds lighter, younger than Hillary. It is a body double. Very, very confirmed. It's all over the Internet. It's one of three body doubles. And also, too, this pneumonia thing that we've been told is very, very doubtful. The diagnosis seemed to show up a day or two later. She's in stage 4 Parkinson's disease.
See,
that's pretty much
Parkinson's
confirmed.
Again.
Possibly syphilis with the lesion on the left side of her tongue. Oh, incidentally, too, find out that Bill has had lesions on his head, on his left forehead. But that's kind of aside from the point. Anyway, she is very, very ill. And I just want to pass that along. Maybe you can look it up quickly and pass that along to your listeners, okay?
No, thank you for your call. The Parkinson's issue keeps being brought up. What she's talking about is, I guess, the address where the Chelsea apartment was has been an address of a medical clinic that and here's the thing, and I wouldn't be surprised if anybody does have a medical setup in their apartment. I mean, with Hillary's medical issues, and we know she's had a lot, blood clot. I believe, she's also had an arrhythmia, but I don't think that's been, documented, and all the other variety of things that she's had. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if if she did go straight there, that was kind of a converted hospital wing. I've always wondered, where do, like, celebrities always deliver the babies? Isn't it they go to the regular hospital? That, somebody wants privacy. So I wouldn't be surprised of her stature. But this keeps coming up, Parkinson's. And, there are stages, and very interesting, the caller saying stage 4. Let me quickly review with you guys what the Parkinson's stages are, because not all Parkinson's has a tremor. I don't know. I have a very difficult time diagnosing a later stage Parkinson's without it being very, very obvious. So I couldn't comment on that. But really quickly, it doesn't hurt to review the stages of Parkinson's. So stage 1 is the initial phase. You have mild symptoms, obviously. So you could get the tremors and the shaking and a limp. And remember we talked about the pill rolling tremor, where it looks like you got a pill in your first finger and your second. And you sit there and you kind of go back and forth with your hand. Friends and families will see some changes. Maybe there'll be some poor posture according to WebMD. Maybe some of the facial expressions will not be the most appropriate. Many people with Parkinson's, they start to get this muscle rigidity. So rather than having the very mild changes in the face, the very mild changes with like with a joke or whatever, they just pick up that it's different. So usually with stage 1 you hear more from family about it. They also have balance issues. Stage 2, according to WebMD, is where the symptoms now start to become more bilateral, where rather than just one side, you'll really start to see things on both sides. So you'll see both limbs, both sides of the body, and there could be issues with walking and balance, etc. And then you start to see them with normal tasks having more difficulty. By stage 3, this is pretty severe. You start to see the inability to walk straight or to stand, and there's definitely noticeable slowing of physical movements. So they start to shuffle a little bit. They're worried about their balance. They can't do the big, huge stride. So stage four now comes, and what's a little interesting about stage four is sometimes the tremor will go away. So, you know, when everybody says, well, Hillary Clinton doesn't have Parkinson's because, she, you know, you don't see the tremor. Technically in stage four, yeah, the tremor could go away. I don't know if that's what I would say is, you know, is going on with her. Stage four, it's severe. You could still walk, but your walking is really limited. There's a lot of rigidity. There's a lot of bradykinesia, which is a slowing of the movement. And maybe I'm wrong, you know, but seeing her on the debate stage for the second debate, her movements were very, she took very appropriate strides. In heels, she was able to balance. So, but if you're just looking at the video from the 9/11, you know, and her needing a lot of help to walk, I could see how somebody would say, you know, that looks like Parkinson's. So, during stage four, okay, many patients are unable to complete day-to-day tasks. They usually don't live on their own. You may not see the tremors or the shakiness, which you see in the early part of the disease. They may even, like, all the tremors may actually go away even. So stage four, very interesting, and this is a good learning point for us. Sometimes the tremor could go away. Stage five is the last and final stage of Parkinson, and this is where they really can't take care of themselves. They can't stand. They can't walk. They usually require constant one-on-one nursing care. It is tough. Now, if somebody's like, well, look, I don't, you know, this sounds kind of confusing. It looks like they're bad, and then they look good again, and then they look bad. No, it's progressive where you know something's going on. Like with Michael J. Fox. With Michael J. Fox, okay, he did very, very well with his acting career. And he, but, it, you know, even in his, even, you know, as it appears throughout the stages, you always saw, you know, some element of it. And so, you know, I don't know what his status is now. We hope he's doing well. But Parkinson's is pretty debilitating. So, you know, can I rule it out based on, you know, Hillary's, you know, last few appearances? I mean, she looked good. But that, you know, I'm worried about the fainting. And you know, I know that happened a while back. We're talking about what happened over a month ago. So I don't really want to beat a subject to death on that. But, you know, it is concerning. Now, some of you guys have asked, a lot of you have asked me about Donald Trump's nose. What's going on with that? You see, older men breathe loud. I mean, to me, remember, he's 70 years old, and that's not old. I mean, you know, we're now middle-aged into our 60s, but I just remember my grandpa's breathing loud. They got larger nose, you know, openings and more hair, and maybe it could be a little more tortuous, and maybe he has some sinus issues, and, you know, I mean, sometimes I breathe heavy on air if I'm too close to the mic. I thought he was holding his microphone too close. And so, like, okay, so if I get really close to the microphone, something like this, if I thought his nose, you see, it's just louder, and it's more, so I'm thinking, with the first debate, he was sniffling a lot, so I just think he had some allergies or a cold. With the second one, I just think he held the microphone too close to his mouth, and it was very annoying and very distracting. Do I think he has a medical issue? No. You know, but I gotta tell you, though, when I was watching the debate, I was relieved to hear about his medical records because, you know, you really worry about a man in his 70s and his heart status. And so if, you know, his records are exactly what they said they were, you know, knowing that his LDL is, you know, in fairly good shape and he's taken a statin and he's had, you know, a stress test, et cetera, you know, makes me feel a little bit more confident that, you know, he could at least get through, you know, a term. And, you know, you worry, you wonder about that because everybody's right now looking at vice presidents. You know, and with Hillary especially, you know, could Kane be our next president if anything happens to her? So, yeah, it's a good topic, and I thank you guys for your calls and your questions. Keep them coming. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
I'm a-walking in the rain. There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, there's a couple questions in this one email I got from a listener. He writes, I had a job interview, and I've been listening to you for years and greatly appreciate your advice. I was asked many personal type questions, he's talking about in his interview, job interview, and when I asked why they were asking these types of questions, he responded, I need to know you will get along with others, end quote. He says, I left thinking I would not get this job. Is this high school? They have to like me? How should I answer if they ask me questions that pertain to social relationships? He also asks, how do employers access your Facebook? So there's a couple different topics we need to bring up. Okay, so how many of you have had a job interview or some sort of a meeting I don't want to use the word interview, but some sort of an evaluation where your ability to get along with others seemed to be what they were testing and quizzing? And that is actually more and more of something, a topic that is coming into play. But again, it also depends on the type of job you're looking for and the type of job you're going for. I mean, if you are going to be a lab technician or a researcher and, you know, you are pretty much going to be working alone in the lab for hours on end, you know, they may want to know that you don't need all that social stimulation, that you are okay being by yourself. And they may ask you that. They may say, look, are you okay being in a lab, you know, for hours on end being by yourself? I mean, you know, do you have an understanding of what this job could be? You know, you're going to be in a truck. You're going to be driving a truck. It's going to get lonely, and there's a no cell phone rule, you know, when you're driving. You know, you have to be hands-free, and, you know, we don't want you distracted. What they don't want is they don't want to invest the time and money, especially the time when they hire somebody and then later you leave, and then they could have hired somebody else, you know, earlier that week or month. So, you know, they want to make sure that you are very well aware. There's also going to be the job description that they give you to sign. You know, you're going to have to do this, you're going to have to do this, you're going to have to do this, etc. But it's very different now. You know, in the olden days, you know, you had the factories, right? Okay, and there was a boss. And whether the boss liked you or not, might have helped you or hurt you. But, you know, your coworkers, unless they had the ability to talk to the boss about you, everybody just worked and then they left, you know, when it was, dinner time or whatever. Now, okay, you know, work environments are very dynamic now. And so when you have somebody that you think is trying to gun for your job, if you have somebody who's trying to sabotage, and we've all been there, somebody trying to sabotage what you've done, what you've built, what you're doing, they want to know that that's not going to be an individual that's coming into that circle. And by the way, you're going to want to know that those individuals aren't there either. Very hard for you to tell because you're usually interviewed in a room where you really don't get to see everybody else. Sometimes you do. Sometimes you could size people up pretty quickly, but for the most part, you don't. And some people will be so nice your first week, and then all of a sudden, they start messing with you behind your back. And, if there looks like there's a very big propensity towards something that you feel is not your forte, then, yeah, you're probably not going to get that job. But if you're like, look, I get along, and, you know, I just want to do my job, and I want to make sure that, you know, I don't have anybody messing with it, you know, you may want to be honest during the interview, you know, and say, you know, look, I work hard. I like the way, you know, I work hard on projects. You know, is this going to be something where, you know, are we going to be working with coworkers on tasks? And, you know, if I find them, you know, faltering and I find them, not performing up to task, how do you want me to handle that? How do you handle that? If somebody else is not performing up to task and you have a job that you want to complete, you know, do you help carry them or do you just complete the task? You know, that's another thing you could do. You could ask them how they handle this. You know, if there's somebody that doesn't, you know, like somebody else, how does that work here? How do you guys handle that? Now, you have to be careful with some of those questions because they could think, well, you know, maybe you went to, you know, you worked at another place and, you know, that was an issue. But, you know, that may come up in the interview. Many times they're asked, why did you leave your last job? What happened with your last job? And, you know, when you say, look, you know, somebody was sabotaging me, okay, well, you can't use that word sabotage. You know, what exactly did they do? You got to be very careful with these generic words. You know, well, somebody kept going behind my back and well, I was stealing my clients. I had this many clients and they would go, to, you know, well, how do you know the clients just didn't, you know, transfer over? You know, they go, you know, there's no way to prove it. It's a shame. But I brought all these clients and they took the clients. And you know, and so now, some people will say, look, don't bring up the negative. Do not bring up the negative when you're in an interview. But if it's brought up, you got to answer honestly. Don't lie. Don't try to over-exaggerate. Don't try to, you know, the more honest you are. And, you know, you could say, look, I don't get up early. You know, and I can't get up early and take the train. Okay? You know, I'm more of a night owl. And so my best shift is more of a 10 to 6, 10 to 7 than it is an 8 to 5. And so I, you know, I got there late. I got to work late. Maybe be honest. Now, what about social network and employers accessing and you getting fired? This is something you got to be very, very careful. Your Facebook posts are not as private as you think. All right? And recent news reports actually point out that there is a loophole in the Facebook privacy settings when it's linked to your mobile and cell phone, etc. And so they say your default setting for your cell phone number search is everyone sometimes. So you need to make sure that not only the settings on your computer, but the settings on your cell phone have the same privacy settings. Who would have thunk, you know? It's crazy. They say the only way to protect your privacy from this loophole is to manually change your privacy settings. Okay, so according to this one site, repnup.com, they teach you how to do that. Now, the most common reasons for your employer to reject you is if you lied about your background and qualifications. So if you said you went to Harvard, okay, and they go on your Facebook, you know, and you didn't, obviously, you know, you went to, I don't know, bebop school, that's going to be a problem. Okay, if you posted negative information about a current or previous employer, that's difficult. That, because then they think you're going to do that about them. Right? Just like, you know, whenever you're dating somebody new, if they're bad-mouthing their ex, then you get nervous that you're being bad-mouthed. The applicant posted about or actually showed images of themselves using drugs or abusing alcohol. That's not smart. And the applicant posted inappropriate photos or comments. So, yeah, you know, if you're mooning somebody, that's not going to work. And so, you know, they, from what I'm hearing, this is coming from money.com, they say the data shows 93% of hiring managers will review a candidate's social profile before making a decision. 55% have reconsidered a candidate based on what they find, 61% of those double takes being negative. Again, you know, doing stupid things, sexual posts, drugs, etc. And they say, look, you know, okay, I'm going to, you know, keep, you know, I'm going to, you know, make sure I erase all that. Some of these things aren't completely erased. Some of these pictures can be actually, like, if you Google image yourself, there's images of you and you're like, where the heck did that come from? So if somebody tagged you in a post, you could be in trouble. So, you know, when it comes to social media, just be smart. And, you know, years ago I said, look, why don't you have two separate accounts? Okay? Have a fun account and then have a work account. And the fun account, have a separate name, etc. I don't even think I would go there. All right? You know, don't post anything that you would not want anyone else to see. Okay, and I know a lot of us want people to see a certain side to us. This is our way to let loose. This is our way to let out the inner beast. And I get it. It's exciting. It's fun. I get that. But listen, if you're looking for a job, don't do that. You know, political, you know, leanings, sometimes that could hurt you. Now, I am for freedom of speech. You know, and if you want to air who you're voting for, all the power to you. But your employer may not like that. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
She's alive. She's alive.
tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, another question people always ask is about tooting and passing gas or the fart. And you know what? It's a great topic because it's a very, very common occurrence. And apparently there's a Dr. Myron Brand that has answered a lot of fart questions for people in the past. And I guess one question that was brought up from Daily Mail is, why do some farts smell worse than others? So some very, very interesting information. He says everyone farts between 10 and 20 times a day. So, you know, we all pretend we don't, but I guess we do. That's kind of a lot. I would say 20 times, but oh well. And it may seem embarrassing, but it is something that we need for a healthy digestive system. Remember I told you, in order for you to kind of have these mass movements and kind of bring the stool down to where it needs to go throughout the colon, you need to pass gas. Now, a lot of you will say, Dahlia, I swear I do not pass gas in the middle of the day. That never happens. When you're going to the bathroom, does it happen? See, so that counts. So if while you're going to the bathroom, while you're pooping, that counts, okay? So they say no one fart is the same, right? Like, you know, no two fingerprints are the same? Yeah. And they say, and the smelliness can tell you something about your inner health. It's very interesting. Some of you will say, you know, I love it when patients are really, really open, you know, and they don't have this embarrassing, you know, because you're trying to like, okay, do you pass gas? Oh, gosh, I can't answer that. Okay, well, is there any change in the gas that you pass? Well, I don't pass gas. You're like, you know, forget. But I love it when somebody's like, you know what? Okay, my farts are smellier, so something's different. So I'm in here because the farts are stinkier. And, you know, the wife's like, yeah, they're stinkier. They really are. They smell the room now. Okay, so then what does that mean? Okay, so Dr. Myron Brand explains, because I've explained my theories on this, but he says smelly odor is not bad. It's just a function of what you're eating and what your bacteria is doing inside your GI tract. Everyone is different. They said smelly farts does not necessarily mean it's a bad thing. It just means you're eating food and digesting it well. And there's more room on the outside than on the inside. Now, that doesn't really answer the question, where some of you guys are like, you know what, I can toot, nobody smells it, and everything's fine, and then all of a sudden, I get these bad ones. If you notice, many of the times you get the bad ones, are the one, if you notice, okay, when you're constipated, the drier stools are less stinky than the wetter stools. Do you guys know that? Except not when it's completely water, because then that dilutes it. So when you start to have stinkier farts and you're starting to feel like, okay, wait a second, it's just different. Okay, it could be that you're having a little bit of a motility issue and you may be tending more on the side of diarrhea than, or the bowel movement hasn't had enough time to, collect all the water. So the newer the stool, the stinkier. Unless it's full-blown diarrhea where you're just pooping water and that then doesn't seem to have a scent. So you guys get that? And I don't want you guys to be constipated by any means, but if you ever have constipated stool, you know, it's not stink. Oh, look at your dogs and your cats. When they have a fresh, moist stool, it stinks. But when they drop the pebbles and it's dry, you really don't notice it, you know? Oh, my gosh, my dog. Oh, it's so bad. Oh, it's so bad. Okay, anyway, so that's my theory, okay? So what is a fart? Well, we've talked about that, okay? It's gas. A lot of it is carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is supposed to be odor-free, by the way. Right, but there could be hydrogen sulfide in it. It's hydrogen sulfide, 1% of it, okay? It's generated by foods high in sulfur. So when you swallow air, that could get in there. And so it could also be, you're also not only swallowing air, but through reactions with the bacteria producing air from bacteria. So some of the air is from the bacteria, and then a lot of the air is what you swallow. So the bigger air is more for what you swallow, then you're also making microscopic air. So toots that stink is when food is not processed properly, especially carbohydrates. When carbohydrates are not absorbed sufficiently in your intestines, particles sit in your gut and they ferment. They say foul smell just means the carbohydrates you consumed are being malabsorbed. It's fermented. That's the other thing, too. You're right. You could have the fermentation, and that's a different sort of stinky. They say, why do some people have smellier farts? They say some people are methane producers, and some people are hydrogen sulfide producers. Hydrogen sulfide causes flatulence to smell like rotten egg, and sulfur does. It's all a function of what you eat. Okay, so what could make your farts smell worse? Sorry, we could call it gas, but you guys know what we're talking about. So beer. Beer is carbonated, just like wines. They contain yeast. So that could unfortunately cause that. They say, wine, the hydrogen sulfide created in the brewing process could make this rotten egg sewage-like smell, but not properly ingested by the body. The yeast in beer also. Bubbles don't help as well. And then the mercaptan compounds, those have a rotten cabbage smell. So you wine drinkers could have an issue. If you eat foods high in fructose, polyol, and sulfur, that will be your apples, your pears, your watermelons. This will make you more stinky. Cabbage, asparagus, leeks, onions, garlic, avocado, mushrooms, and cauliflower. And if you eat wheat and rye products like bread, pasta, noodles, cereal, cakes, dairy products, milk, yogurt, ice cream, buttercream, and very milky or white chocolate. So, okay, well, that sounds like everything. Then what the heck are you supposed to eat? So what they recommend is what you should eat instead are the carbohydrates. Remember we talked about FODMAPs? FODMAPs stands for fermentable oligosaccharides, disaccharides, monosaccharides, and polyols. And these are carbs that ferment and sit in the gut, okay, but they, these are the bad ones, the FODMAPs that you want to avoid. And, but they say alternatives to your FODMAPs is like rice, corn, potato, quinoa. You know, many of us go, I don't have a problem with rice. Rice doesn't irritate my irritable bowel. Well, it's a low FODMAP, so it's easier on your stomach. They say protein does cause smelly farts, but protein generates less gas. So you are going to be likely to fart less. So, but you got to be very, very careful not to eat high-fat meats. So if you do more lean white meat like skinless chicken, turkey, fish, sirloin, those kinds of things, they said that's good. They said, what makes a fart loud? Well, we talked about this. We talked about airway resistance. So obviously, depending on your sphincter. So when your sphincter is relaxed, the gas will pass without a sound, okay, if you're kind of relaxed with it. If, though, you know, you're uptight or you're trying to hide it and you're all nervous, it's going to come out loud. Coffee will naturally relax the sphincter. So people are able to, after they get their coffee, maybe that's why everybody likes coffee. I don't like coffee. I just don't like the taste of it. But maybe that'll help because apparently you can get the gas out easier. So, would you have to ever consult your doctor about your farts? Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, well, you got to keep us in business. But here's the thing. If things are changing and you're like, something's not right, if you are passing gas, he says more than 22 times a day. Remember, normal is 10 to 20. I once heard that we could actually do it like 40, 50 times a day. So 10 to 20, so he's probably talking about the major ones. They say for some people, gassiness could be a warning sign of a digestion problem like lactose intolerance or celiac disease. Again, if you can't digest something, you're gonna make gas. It could, however, also be an infection. You know, some of these diarrheas, these bacteria that cause diarrhea or viruses can also cause that irritable bowel, which we talked about. So what you do is you visit a gastroenterologist and you, let them take a look, or your primary care provider as well. And again, you know, the big problem I think we have with irritable bowel and gas and all that is everybody tries to hold it in. And when you hold it in, thank you. If I'm in an elevator, I appreciate you holding it in. Thank you. But, you can't go through a 12-hour work day and hold all that in. All right? And it's very hard for us women to be able to go to the bathroom when you have everybody there putting their makeup on and trying to let things out. But when you let it out when they're smaller, then you have a much easier time, you know, and you won't be building up the bigger. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body's not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.